Sunday, March 8th is International Women's Day. Tune in to CITR between 12 and 8 p.m. for FemCom programming focused on female musicians, artists, women's issues, and more. For the full programming schedule, visit www.citr.ca.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Feeling I love buried in my pride. All right. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Nelly, and today we are broadcasting from 12 to 8 p.m. tonight, some special programming for International Women's Day. So for the next hour, I will be here until 1 p.m., and I'm going to play some music by my favorite female musicians. I'm going to try and keep it pretty local, but also there's some other great musicians I've been listening to that deserve some recognition right now from elsewhere. So I normally host the show The Cat's Pajamas, which is every Friday from 11 to 12 p.m., and yeah, I usually try and play at least 50% of my show, which is FemCon. And yeah, it's really important for me to highlight really great female musicians right now because sadly, the music industry is still very lacking in gender equality. So yes, I'm going to talk a bit about that later. I'm going to just play some great music by some great ladies. And I'll explain what FemCon is also, but I just want to say that the first track you heard this morning was by Kat LeBon from her album Mug Museum, and that was the track Are You With Me Now? Great track. She's from Wales. And yes, I'm definitely with her, with all the ladies today on this fine, wonderful, beautiful day. Here in Vancouver. I don't know what it's like where you are, but the sun is shining. It's pretty warm. Yeah, I was only wearing one layer to the station today, so that's something. So the whole set of music I'm going to be playing today is categorized as FemCon, which means that two of the four categories that I'm going to explain are fulfilled. So a female has to write the lyrics, music, produce the track, or play an instrument. You might be listening to a band that does not sound like it has a female in it. Like maybe their lead singer is male, but there are female musicians in the band, or maybe they produced it, or they also wrote the lyrics or music. It's sometimes people get excluded from that. Like if a female band has not written their song, they're covering it. But I don't know. I think it's good that we have the requirement. We here at CITR, we require our programmers to play 35% FemCon if they have a rock or pop show. And it's a good incentive. It doesn't mean we're making people play music by female musicians just because it's so hard to like find music. I find it very easy to play FemCon just because, most of the music I listen to is by women. And, yeah, so enough chit-chat. The next song I'm going to play is by a fantastic gal from Australia. Her name is Courtney Barnett, and she will be releasing her new album, which is called Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. That will be released by the end of March, I believe. She's released two singles off of that so far, and I'm going to play the track Pedestrian at Best. Her lyrics are so incredible. They're so witty and funny and true, and she is an incredible guitar player, an all-around musician. I saw her play over the summer, and it was great. So yes, without further ado, here is Courtney Barnett with Pedestrian at Best.
I'm joke that you would steal my wallet, and you would laugh and you'd say, no, I wouldn't. We could spend our hearts all over this town for nothing. Oh, we could spend our hearts all over this town for nothing. We would stop for a drink. Someone in that tavern who could maybe tell us of this coming winter. We could spill our wine all over this town for nothing. Oh, we could spill our wine all over this town for nothing.
Welcome back to International Women's Day here on CITR. My name is Nelly, and I am hosting an all FemCon music hour for you all to kick things off today. If you keep on listening to CITR, you will get some great interviews with female musicians and females in the local area. You'll talk about... we are going to air the Terry Projects podcast from Bar Talk, which is on feminism and the media. We will be having some live music later on by a local UBC band called Tits and Bread. And yeah, some more programmers here at the station will be doing some more FemCon DJing. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be going on until 8 p.m. And yes, so... the tunes I just played for you right there, you just heard the track Spill Your Lungs by Julie Duran, and that was off of her album called I Can Wonder What You Did With Your Day, and she is a Canadian musician. She's been making a lot of music. I really like that song. I haven't listened to a lot of her stuff, but that album is great. Before that, you heard Sharon Van Etten with the song Taking Chances off of her recent album Are We There? And she self-produced that album, which is pretty great. You don't see a lot of female music producers in the industry right now. And there's a great article that was going around a few months ago on Fader, which is a discussion of 13 female producers on how to change the male-dominated studio culture. Yes, I find that a lot of female music producers generally either self-produce their stuff, which is really cool, or they're like into electronic music. Yeah, so I think we should have some more female indie rock or just like, yeah, rock music producers. But yeah, it's cool. Sharon Van Etten's album is fantastic. She's an incredible songwriter. She has a great voice. Before you heard Sharon at the top of the set, I played Courtney Barnett with the song Pedestrian at Best, coming out on her brand new album, which will drop, I believe, by the end of the month, called Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. Ah, yes. All right. Up next, I'm going to play a track by Faith Healer, which is the project of Jessica Jalber, who is a musician from Edmonton. She's in the band Titas, and she will be releasing an album as Faith Healer on Mint Records. Yes, at the end of March. It's coming soon. There's a lot of songs released off of it already. I believe there's 5 singles so far, and it sounds fantastic. Great, great stuff. I'm going to play the track Universe up next. And I also want to make a very special shout out to my favorite woman, who is my mom. It's her birthday today, which is very fitting. And yeah, this whole show is dedicated to you. Who knows if you're listening? Usually we Skype every Sunday around this time, which is always nice. But today I'm here playing music instead. All right. Happy birthday, Mom.
Hello. Bonjour. My name is Aaron Joseph from CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, British Columbia. In the next few days, myself as well as other colleagues from around the province will be joining in on the festivities put on by Rendezvous de la Francophone. In an effort to celebrate the French culture here in our backyard, we've decided to shine the spotlight on everyday Francophones living in our community.
So my name is Sophie Codio. I'm a family physician. I was born in Haiti. I live in Langley, BC. To me, being French is something special that I want to preserve because I know mostly in Canada, there are less and less people, you know, speaking French. So for me, to speak French is something extra. French in Haiti and having grown up in Montreal, you know, being French is part of the language in Haiti, and it's part of the language in Montreal. It's part of everyday life. Compared to here in Langley, you know, I don't get to practice my French very much. I don't meet that many French people. But when we meet, it's always special. Like when you meet somebody else who speaks the same language, it's always special. So people are very happy when they meet with me or when I meet with them because of the language that we share. So one of my French heroes is Michael Jean, because when I was young, I saw, you know, I was growing up, I saw her starting as a journalist and a professor in university speaking so many languages, and then she moved forward on TV, and then she became governor. She's a great example of a French woman, and now she's, you know, spreading the good word of French everywhere around the world, so she's a great example to me. I think I said is, you know, after work on a Friday, when people finish work, you go out and then you have a drink, you grab something to eat, and just to mingle with your coworkers. Yeah, just having fun with your coworkers. So people didn't know what I was talking about here. My name is Sophie Codio, et moi, je suis francophone.
For more information on the Rendezvous de la Francophone project, visit us at rvf.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Healer.
Okay, that was Girlpool, a duo comprised of two young women. They're only 18 or 19, I think, but they released a cassette, I believe, last year. I might have played them on my International Women's Show last year. I couldn't find the play sheet from that, so I feel like there's a couple things that I'm repeating, but most of these songs bear repeating. Anyway, Girlpool, at the time I played them last year, they probably were pretty tiny. They didn't really have a lot going on. I don't remember how I found out about them, but they had this great cassette on Bandcamp. And fast forward to now, they're doing very well for themselves. They went to Europe on tour. They opened for Jenny Lewis. Yeah, they have some new stuff coming out. I know that they just released a single recently. I'm not sure if they're planning on releasing an album soon or not, but they are very busy touring, and it's great to see just like a really nice, like, stripped down, it's only guitar and bass, and their voices are just fantastic. They talk about really important issues in their songs, and their songs are really catchy and good and funny. That one wasn't so funny, but they have some funny songs. Anyway, yes, so before Girlpool, you heard Moss Lime, a trio of ladies from Montreal. They released an EP off of Fixture Records, which is one of my favorite labels at the moment. It's based out of Montreal. They have some great sounding stuff on their label. Yes, Moss Lime just released their EP. It's called July 1st, and I played the title track off of that. I believe that band kind of formed very sporadically. None of the girls really knew how to play their instruments, I think, and they turned out a great bunch of songs. And yeah, it's pretty easy. What I've learned is that it's fairly easy to start a band. You just have to do it, and you just have to want to do it. I'm planning on forming a band with some of my friends, and hopefully that all goes well. I think it'd be really fun. I think we need to encourage more awesome ladies to start playing music, because we're just not as encouraged as some other people. yes, and before Moss Lime, what did we listen to? yes, Faith Healer. Faith Healer, with her song Universe off of an album called Cosmic Troubles, which will be released soon off of Mint Records, which is a local label here in Vancouver. So, like I've been mentioning, we are here today celebrating International Women's Day at CITR. We have programming going on from 12 to 8 p.m., up next, Sarah Cordingley, our music department director, will be curating another hour of All FemCon music. She's a fantastic musician herself and an all-around badass person who I admire. And later on, we will be airing some interviews. We have my pal Andy Resto, host of The Burrow, interviewed PharmaCon when she played in Vancouver recently, so we're airing that. As well as Jake Costello, who hosts Up on the Roof and The Arts Report. He's doing an interview with a jazz drummer. And yeah, so we're going to air those. Later on tonight, we're going to have a live performance by Tits and Bread, which is sweet. Just stay tuned. Up next, what should I play? I'm going to play some Chastity Belt. Yes, Chastity Belt is a band from Walla Walla, Washington, and they are releasing their new album called Time to Go Home very soon off of Hardly Art Records, and I'm going to play the single off of that, which is the title track, Time to Go Home. They're fantastic. Let's take a listen.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Robin, Big Little Jake, there on the radio. Lolly, lolly, go, what a show. Friday morning, 9 to 10, 101.9 FM. Lolly, lolly, go, what a show.
Hey, I'm Robin.
And I'm Jake.
And we host a show together every Friday morning.
It's called Up on the Roof on CITR 101.9 FM.
We play music.
We just have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's pretty good. You should tune in.
Tune in, fools.
Suckers.
Too aggressive.
Yeah.
And we're back. You just heard a track by Old and Weird from Halifax. They just released, or actually over the summer, they released an EP called What I Saw, and that was the track Awake My Face Alive. Before that, you heard The Oz, a fantastic local band, with the track Corey's Coat Hangers off of the album of the same name. And before The Oz, you heard Cave Girl with the track Bad Times, another local group. And at the very top of the set, you heard Chastity Belt with their single called Time to Go Home, which will be out on their new album on March 24th. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this hour of FemCon programming to kick off International Women's Day here on CITR 101.9. My name is Nellie, and you can catch my regular show every Friday at 11 a.m. It's called The Cat's Pajamas. Stay tuned. Sarah Cordingly is up next with some more great music for you, and later on we will be airing some interviews with people, and we will have some live music later on. And more programmers. So yeah, I hope you all have a wonderful day. I'm going to close out with a track by Marnie Stern called Nothing Is Easy.
There are no coincidences. No one has ever been called into the impossible.
No one has ever been cool.